a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I've been since maybe late July, dairy-free, gluten-free, alcohol-free.
Fun-free.
Fun-free. It has been not that bad,
weirdly,
but also
less
not gassy, that great.
Weirdly, like, less gassy. I didn't expect less gas.
That's putrid. I hate that.
I know.
Me
too.
For like inflammation reasons and like because I'm like itchy all the time, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on, you know. I don't want to drop the endometriosis card, but that is inflammation. And I inflame you, therefore you should know that I'm doing this for us.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sure.
So what I've discovered is that it can be a bit hard. It's definitely not as hard as it used to be because there's a dedicated aisle. It's like boring people shop here in aisle one. Good. That's where we go for all the vegan stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the dairy-free and the gluten-free and, you know, that stuff. So that's
healthy
so that's
foods,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. And there is – I've had to do a bit of research and it's quite exy because I don't know if you know, but vegan chocolate is quite expensive.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And if you want it to be good stuff, you know, you got to spend like $7 on a bar, which is quite thin – and small, but if it's good, then it's you'll pay.
It.
It's worth it, right? It's worth
it. I don't know if we did dairy-free chocolate when Carly was dairy-free for a little while because of Indy. But yeah, I don't remember the chocolate. I remember things being expensive.
Yeah.
And I remember the ginger snaps at Woolies being like the ginger biscuits.
Yeah, no, I can't
They're
do ginger.
Delicious.
But the one that I have is the Pico organic vegan chocolate, right? And it is, yeah. It's, I wish this was a paid presentation. It's good. Like the hazelnut one is good, right? It kicks that little thing that I have and I'm like, all right, now I can settle back down.
Okay.
Settle back down. I've got my little treat. But as I was having a look, and like I said, it's $7 and it's 80 grams. So it's quite thin but good chocolate. And it's called, the one that I like, it comes in salted caramel and dark and, you know, mint, crisp or whatever. But I like the hazelnut milk, right? But milk is spelt M with a little star, then LK because it's not, it's a vegan chocolate, right?
Yeah, sure.
It's a vegan chocolate. And so I've been looking at the back of packaging just to make sure that what I'm eating is okay and stuff like that lately. And on the back here it says, you know, it's got cocoa solids, it's got sugar, hazelnut pieces, ground hazelnut. Beautiful. Great. And then it says may contain milk. What?
What?
May contain milk.
Milk.
Hang on. So this is a says vegan.
Yeah.
It says vegan on it. And on the front, milk is spelt weird, so you know that it's vegan and there's no actual dairy milk in it. But then you turn it on the back and it says may contain milk. Excuse me?
What?
So I've gone to the website.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what the hell? And they're like, look. I'm paraphrasing, but they're like, look. We are a place that manufactures in a place in which there might be milk somewhere else. We do everything we can to make sure that there is no milk anywhere near. But as factory things happen, you know, we've got to put this on here so that if you have a severe dairy allergy and somehow milk gets in this product, well, you know, that's why we write it.
What is going on in these factories?
It's just like, how about we, I mean, I've got an idea, but maybe that's why we're not, you know, rich people. Maybe there's a factory that just makes vegan stuff.
Yeah, you would think so.
Just that.
But then you
or gluten-free or nut allergy stuff, right?
Yeah.
Let's make one building
where
not a nut is allowed to enter. So the poor people that have allergies and that can enjoy their lives without running the roulette risk of having severe anaphylactic shock. Because you just put on the back, this is vegan. Oh, by the way, be worried. Not good for anxiety.
No.
Okay? Get a separate factory.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, footy teams are shattered when their season ends, unless it ends in the ultimate and winning the premiership. But one good thing about it is you do get to spend some time together, you know, maybe just catch up for a little drink, nice breakfast together, whatever it might be. And on this thing that everyone now knows as Mad Monday. You love Mad Mondays, don't you, Log?
I think it's, yeah, no, it's good.
Just that look on your face.
No, I think it's good when just say, yeah, anyway. No, it's good. Take a full 3 days, you know, Mad Monday, Silly Sunday, oh, crazy.
Wacky Wednesday.
Yeah, all that. Just take the whole week.
Okay, cool.
And just forget about everyone you know and care about. Yeah, no,
perfect. Okay, good. You're on board with this completely.
Yeah.
The Cats as a team have become famous for and really set the trend on Mad Mondays for the costumes, for the dress-up thing, because that's what it's more about, just having a little bit of fun together.
No, it is fun. It is fun, but I worry because Mad Monday, when it coincides with the Brownlow,
yes,
which is happening tonight as well. I mean, that can get a little dangerous.
Well, now you're going on Saturday. You wouldn't miss that.
No, I'm not going on Saturday. I'm going to Thailand to drink piss.
What I was going to have you before.
What's that about?
Yeah,
that, about? That was when it did coincide. Mad Monday, we'd been knocked out of a prelim, and I headed on up to the Brownlow. Possibly need to somehow delete that one from the internet, the entire internet.
What about this one?
Do you know where he got his nickname, the pig? Because when he sweats it up, he looks like a big fat pig pig.
That's ridiculous.
That was Jonathan Brown.
Yeah.
And he's probably the only person that could get away with that. Yes.
Thank you, Brownie. We spent a lot of time together as junior footballers. Mm. I hope you haven't got any more of those.
No, that's all.
There is a button on the internet that you can delete everything isn't there?
Yeah.
So the kids never, ever get to see that sort of stuff. Mad Monday dress-ups like the Cats two years ago when they won the premiership, I think all came as the senior citizens.
Yeah, old.
Yeah.
Oh.
And didn't people get up in arms about that? There was some backlash
old,
for
old
that.
Old people shaming all that ridiculous stuff. I wanted to know, though, if you two were on board with a Mad Monday, what would you come dressed as? Use your creative brains.
I'd come as Moo Deng.
The baby hippo?
Yeah.
You're not
so
that,
viral
you're
at the
moment. You're not that cute, mate.
So viral at the moment.
No one would believe
Moo Deng.
Okay. Yeah. That would have gone straight over my head. I would have walked
people
in.
People would love it. It would be one of those ones that it's like, oh, look how good Tom and Lee look. I don't know what's going on with Loggy. And there'd be that 5% that'd be like, oh, Loggy has nailed it.
Ah.
Nailed it.
Okay. Moo Deng. Tommy?
Pitbull.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Mr. Worldwide, easy costume for me. Mm-hmm. Chuck on some sunglasses and a suit or a smoker's jacket or whatever they call it.
Nice.
You actually, see, that's dressing in a way that makes you kind of look cool, though. Like, you're supposed to have bring
He still likes to look good.
Yeah, all right. See, I was thinking for you two.
Oh, great.
Oh, here we go.
I thought,
just have that audio ready.
I've got it ready.
I thought, Tommy, maybe you would go more down the path of like a Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh,
Dolph Lundgren, sort of Ivan Drago, Rocky IV. Like
why? Because shirt off?
Get the rig out. Just show, hey, everybody, I'm not sure if you know this, but I go to the gym.
Black jocks and boots.
See, he loves it.
And I don't hate it.
That's where you'd go. Log.
Oh, damn.
You remember the Comedy Company?
Yeah.
Well, surely you'd go as Effie, wouldn't you?
Racist.
Oh, it's not racist.
Racist.
No, I just reckon your hair could be woofed up a little bit.
Nah, enjoy being cancelled, mate.
A little bit zhooshed up. And
just like you'll be cancelled once we play this again.
Well, now you're going on Saturday. You wouldn't miss that.
No, I'm not going on Saturday. I'm going to Thailand to drink piss.
Delete it from
you
the internet.
You and I rocking up at a party as Effie and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Doing the jump with Brad Johnson for Prestige Jayco Geelong, your local Jayco dealer, open 7 days.
Best.
Best and fairest.
Best and fairest. Best.
He's the best in the business when it comes to 3-2-1s.
So
it's
good by you.
Brad Johnson.
Yes,
have organised the medal too. It's ready to be picked up.
Does it have an R in it?
Yes.
We all know what happened when the R was missing from K Rock.
So how are we going to do this each week for Zena Vest, which you do? you give the 3-2-1 for the best and fairest.
Yep. It's been a big year, hasn't it?
Over the final series or the late rounds in the season as well. You haven't been updating the leaderboard for us.
Yes.
Do you want to today maybe just give the 3-2-1 from Saturday night's grand final and we'll try and organise the winner for next week?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay.
I'm happy to do that.
I'm happy with that.
Absolutely. Right. So from this week's game, one vote to Tommy Stewart, Two votes to Ollie Henry, kicked his four.
Very good.
Was pretty sharp as the most influential forward. And I thought Grime Myers was sensational for the Cats.
Yeah. Grinnell Messi.
Smart. Grinnell Messi, which got a lot of airtime again, which is understandable. It's the best floater goal I've ever seen. If he produced that kick in the change rooms, he'd get a standing ovation. Yeah. Like, seriously, he'd be able to float the ball the way that he did. It went three or four different ways. It was what a goal. So he was good. He was got his form back. He was one of the reasons why the Cats were able to get to this position, I think, with himself and Close and Manor, that running brigade of small forwards that they've got that use the ball well. He led the charge again. So he's had an excellent year, Grime Myers.
Mm. Does that change anything on the leaderboard? I'm racking my brain.
It's been very tight at the top.
Well, I don't know if that changes much,
though. Tommy Stewart was on a late run.
Yeah.
On a late run, previous winner. Jeremy Cameron was on a late run as well, previous winner.
And the man who was trying to hold them off may have got votes except for getting hurt at
halftime.
Exactly
right.
So he might have cost himself the best and fairest as well.
Exactly. Okay. So it's very, very tight at the top. There is a gap between those three and Grime Myers with his three votes. Finishes fourth, let's just say that. Oh. So it's Stewart, right. Cameron, or Max Holmes.
Okay, there we go. We'll have to make some calls and...
make some calls. Get all three in the studio next week.
I would love it.
We'll have the winner just walk through the door.
They would jump at the chance. They would just love to come.
Nothing else on. all right, Jono.
Oh, they actually don't.
Savage.
Wow.
He said that, not me, guys. All right, Brad Johnson. Just identifying that is Brad Johnson. Always a pleasure, mate. We'll catch up with you again Monday after the grand final.
The Tom Lingy and Loggy podcast.
When you go out to an establishment, and Hospo are doing it tough at the moment, so, you know, it's in my mind, and we've spoken about it, like to go out, you know, even once a week, go out and get a meal, do something, spend some money locally. Great, right? I went up to Ballarat, and I actually went to a really, really nice place, but I'm not going to name them. Because I was just wondering, as the last couple of times that I've gone out, this has happened. And for me, I don't do front stuff. So I'm just like, whatever, right? But the people that I go with are very passionate about this issue. I believe I may have spoken about it in the past as well. You know how if you order a steak, they will say to you, how do you want it cooked, right?
Medium rare.
Okay, great. Tom, are you?
Yeah, I'm same.
You're a medium rare? Yeah, me too. But if you want, like, chicken, they don't ask you because you expect, like, you order chicken and it just comes out the way chicken always does, right?
Yeah, juicy. Preferably non-pink inside.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, you don't want to die and that's fine. But when you order toast, there's this weird thing that something's amiss.
Mm.
A lot of the time, you get warm bread.
Really? That surprises me.
And it's like, so you get bread that is still the same colour.
Yeah.
And it's warm, but it's not toast, right? There's no light brown, even
dark.
They're in a rush.
They don't want to waste time waiting for the toast.
Yeah, I know,
but
it's
full...
but toast is toast.
They run it through one of those slidey toasters that it's just one run through and it's whatever
turn
it comes
it up.
Out.
Turn
got
it
a
up.
Point there.
Turn it up.
Like at the buffet.
Yeah.
Turn it up. It's like
when you stay at SeaWorld.
It's like, no, don't. Why did you go there?
Well, because it's great, the little piece of bread as it goes through the machine.
You can hear dolphins crying in the background.
It's
awesome.
There's a little sound effect.
No thanks.
Are you saying you want...
out.
No.
You want
engaging.
Waiters to say, and how would you like that done?
Well, I'm just thinking.
Oh, my goodness.
Because, once again, I don't do front stuff.
Mm.
But when the people I'm with ask... Do you do toast that's like toasted? I die inside. But I understand because they're like, well, I want toast. I don't want warm bread.
Yeah.
So what's – I want everyone to be happy. I don't want anyone to be – I don't want the chefs to be upset. I don't want the wait staff to be upset. I don't want the people I'm with to be upset. I'll just take it how you give it.
You know how there's well done, medium rare, blue in steaks?
Yeah.
What are your rankings for toast?
Well, blue would be bread. And then you've got I would say white, light brown, dark brown.
Black.
Well, yeah, like if it's black, then you've gone too far.
It's
like
charcoal in your life.
Yeah, but if it's served to me that way, then I'm quite happy to eat it too.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, maybe this would alleviate stress for a lot of different people.
What about if they just had a colour wheel? What about if they came out
100%
and they said, oh, you're getting the smash dab? How would you like your toast? Let me just pull this colour wheel out, point to where the zone, and then it'll have a little time attached to it. And you're like, all right, so it's 3.5 minutes.
No. Or everyone expects toast, gets toast, and if you want warm bread, that's when you specifically say, hey, can I just get some heated up loaf?
Mm. A little bit of microwave bread.
Microwave bread would be fantastic. Other than that, let's just all get toast. That could also alleviate. I'm just thinking. Okay.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Tom, I love the fact that you love First Dates UK.
Yes. It's my guilty pleasure. It's a show that I like to just sit back on a Wednesday night and watch.
When Carly is out of the house, so it's just a bit of you time.
Yeah, she's off at a gym class, and so I'm just, I put the girls down or whatever, and I just...
I love that you make yourself a hot chockey as well.
Yeah, a little hot choc and maybe a biscuit, and I'll sit on the couch and I'll watch. I just find it quite endearing, and there's some real cringy moments, but I was watching on Wednesday night and there was a date going on, didn't go anywhere. But I was watching it unfold and they were getting along really well. And the guy had a big bushy beard, which I know is very attractive to a lot of people. But it got me thinking, if you start dating someone with that beard, how long do you let it go before you go, hang on, look, it's, you know, this is great, but 6 months in, I feel like, or is it like 6 years in? Mm. Okay, can I, you know,
can like, I see your face?
I want to see, do you have a chin at all?
And if that beard was to go, do I like what I see or not so much?
Well, exactly. We did get a message from Kristen who said, yep, I need to know I'm getting into a relationship with a chin.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, right?
And what if it's a bum chin?
Well, I love a bum chin.
I know, they're so cute, aren't they?
It doesn't, each to their own. Let's go to Beck from Anglesey. Beck, hello.
Hey, guys, how you going?
Good.
What are your thoughts on this one, Beck?
Okay, so I was with a partner, still with him, but for about the first 12 months he had a beard, and then he was like, I just need to freshen up, needs to, you know, shave it off and, you know, see how we go. He shaved it off, and I said, do not ever do that again.
Oh, really?
There wasn't really anything wrong, you know, he just looked, it took about 10 years off him, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But I just, I'm like, nah, keep the beard, love the beard.
Mm. Keep the beard. You just maybe keeping that one up your sleeve for maybe later as you get like heaps older and you think, now you can shave it because I like the 10 years off sort of look.
Yeah, well, maybe, that's right, that's it. Yeah, good idea.
Right, so there was no point when once you'd seen it where you were like, oh God, I've made a terrible mistake.
No, he's still a lovely fella.
Okay.
But he just needs to keep that hairy face.
But I just keep it on, I think.
Yeah. All right. Well, Beck, you are in the draw for these 2024 Toyota AFL Grand Final tickets, which is great. We also had Kat from Breakwater on the phone, but the phone cut out because we're having a good time. She said she has never seen her partner. They've been together 15 years.
Wow.
She's never seen her partner, sans beard.
Oh, my God, that just blows my mind. Does that not blow your mind? Is that so crazy?
Yeah, but that's kind of their face.
Yeah. So that's love, you know? That's,
yeah, no, you're right.
That's unconditional love.
What's he hiding?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.